Hello, I'm Bonnie Burkert, and this is Truth Be Told, Transformation. Sharing tools for transformation to live your highest and best self. Today, I am so excited to speak with Julie Yvonne. We have titled the show Shamanic Afro-Latin Energy Healing. Welcome, Julie.
Hello, Bonnie. Thank you so much for having me.
Cheers. You know, you and I did a little warm-up call, and I'm like, Julie, there's so many things we could talk about here. Where to begin? So I have to say, though, I feel shamanic Afro-Cuban. Let's talk about that. Tell me about your lineage and how that's informed your healing practice.
Well, I'm going to say it started at the moment of my conception. My grandmother was Latin. She was from Mexico. And she was very much of a healer herself. So a lot of my teachings, a lot of me being born an intuitive and empath, I came by it righteously from both my mom and my dad's side. And both of my parents themselves were intuitives and worked in the medical field as well. I've always been in contact and in tune with spirit, visions, hearing voices, understanding what this journey was for me at a very early age, of knowing that I was different, and the modalities that I learned today all come from my roots, my grandmother's, my great-great-grandmother, and before her, and as well as on my father's side. And being raised in an Afro-Latin environment, I feel like I had the best of both worlds when it comes to understanding that this physical body isn't all that there is, and we ourselves are spirit guides and vessels. And so it was more of learning about earth elements, herbs, candles, limpias, spiritual cleansings. And it's been with me my whole life.
Let me ask you. No. Okay, that's beautiful. And you're giving us some amazing specifics, which we'll talk more about.
Yes.
But let me ask you, so what was it like? I mean, did your grandmother take you aside and say, you know, come, let's make herb tea together and talk to you and share with you? Was it an open conversation about it? Was she guiding you?
Always. And the beautiful part about it is that I spent a lot of time with my grandmother. We didn't go to the doctor a lot. There was always some home remedy that she would use. When people were sick, she'd pray over them. She would do egg cleansings on them. My brother growing up, he was an asthmatic. And this is probably my earliest memory, maybe about 3 years old. It's just running hands on him and feeling him and seeing him breathing again. So I knew then that I was different. And so over the years, these gifts were honored by the teachings of my grandmother, from herbal teas, your own homemade cough syrup, plant medicine, your own, any elixir. She had a remedy for everything, and even candles. I do a lot of candle service for clients with dress candles for different petitions that they have. So everything that I do definitely comes from the teachings of my own mother, my grandmother, and from my father too. And then the messages, I guess, that were channeled for me being an old soul and probably being this person for every lifetime that I've lived.
I want to ask you, I'm going to stay with your childhood a little bit more. And so tell me what maybe you learned from your father, because perhaps different. I mean, in different traditions. What would be an example of something that helped him share with you to open you up and understand information from the divine masculine?
The information that I received from a very young age from learning from my father was more about dealing with shadow.
Ah.
Understanding that there is a lighter energy, there's a darker energy, but it's how we fuse those two together. And both of them were a gift to us. learning from the divine masculine when it comes to this energy healing was more of my African Huda roots of using candles, prayer, anointing oils, true life stories about what this journey is about, being someone that is probably, that is on a higher spectrum of understanding that this isn't the only life that we live.
Well,
so
no, that's incredible.
even in the afterlife, he's still a great teacher to me.
Yay. Well, no, and it's beautiful to hear. Now, where were you living at the time? Where are you from?
I am a San Gabriel girl. So I grew up in Altadena, California.
Okay, so you're from out here. Yeah. No, it's just
so
interesting.
I'm a local girl. I've always moved away, but I always come back to Los Angeles. It always calls me home.
Yeah, I mean, I just did an interview talking with somebody who's from the Midwest and more traditional religious upbringing, and how she felt that she had to keep her psychic abilities secret. So, right. So, I mean, it's very interesting to look at different paths people had and how it ultimately blossomed for her once she got to college. But it sounds like for you, I mean, hearing the story about how you just really naturally wanted to heal your brother and the right, and just finding, because now you're a Reiki master, right? So
I am a Reiki master teacher as well, yes.
So you were, but you were practicing Reiki on your brother just intuitively, right?
Yes. So I always say I was doing Reiki before I could even spell the word,
right?
Or knew what it was. You know, but coming up, you know, it's so funny that you should mention that, because I just had this conversation with someone where growing up with an Afro-Latin mother that was raised very deep in Catholicism, and a Southern Baptist father, you know, and both of these people come together with their gifts and growing up in the church. And I myself am ordained as a minister, you know, but it's part of what I do and the work that I do. There's a lot of Bible verses when it comes to doing the work that I do, rituals.
Yeah, I love that you mentioned that. I know in your bio I read something to that effect, that it doesn't have to be about a delineation between spirituality and religion. Not at all.
No.
And so I really want all of our listeners to know that. And as you were describing candles and oils, think about it. In certainly Catholic church ceremonies, both are used, as well
yes.
as mantra, if you will. I mean, if you think about the beautiful chanting that happens, it's almost like a healing mantra right there as well, the use of sound.
It truly is, you know, and even within the script of so many religions, we have sigils, you know, so there's nothing different than what I'm doing. And when it comes to religion, I always tell people, there's no disrespect to what you choose to believe. To me, religion is love. Spirituality is just how we show up on this spiritual path and this journey of life. There is no good and bad. To me, it's just a lesson and a blessing. You're going to take away something from it. And in order to really understand your light, your language of love is how you express yourself from a spiritual place. And it's just showing up, being a spirit guide to yourself, as well as a guide to other people, assistance.
Yeah, indeed. That's great. Thank you. And we all need that. So we all need people like you to help us through more than ever these days. But no, it's great. And that's why we're very blessed to have a show like this, that we can certainly invite people on to look at explore the different possibilities. So now, I want to ask you, this is maybe just semantics, and I know that ultimately it's almost to the point you just made about it's all about spirit and it's all interrelated, but I still want to ask you, I have never seen kind of the Afro-Latin interplay with shamanism in the same way. So I'd like to get your take on shamanic healing. But I'm just going to leave it at that. I know that was kind of dangling, but I just want to leave it. Talk to me a little bit about shamanism, and then we're going to bring it back around to some of the other disciplines that you practice.
Shamanism to me and my way of being taught is by honoring self, honoring earth, and all the elements that are around us, and truly connecting to all of these elements, having a personal and an intimate relationship with them. It is shedding ego and trusting the forces within by using sound, whether it be your voice or a spiritual tool that helps to raise the vibration and the frequency, know where to go. It's using sacred smoke. It is honoring ourselves, ancestors, the spirit animals that we're working with because of the totem, the elements of how they show up along our paths as we have spirit animals. And mine happens to be a jaguar. It's about understanding what this journey of life is. It's it that we're born. We know what our purpose is, honoring it, not helping people, but assisting people to raise their vibration to a higher octave of love for self first. It's being open to just fly, connecting with the energy of air. It's first love yourself. It's seeing the mirror that's in front of you, that you are a reflection. It is listening to the outer realms outside of the left brain and right brain, and truly seeing with the left and the right eye through your third eye, trusting your instincts, knowing where to assist people, and accepting the responsibility of being a conduit. Shamanism comes in many different forms from Asian culture, African, Latin, European. So it's fusing all of these different things together that deal with the elements, but mostly it's earth because this is where our journey takes place. And if you're on that level of understanding the spirit's journey, honoring this life that has been gifted to you, knowing what your purpose is and your meaning, and knowing that you're here to be of service to people, it's helping them to remember what the soul's journey is. As spirit speaks through our souls, through spirit animals, through fire, through water, through all the elements, but more so connecting with spirit and seeing the reflection of yourself and a person that you're assisting along this journey. It's no fear because you're trusting what your inner knowing is speaking to you. It is being allowing yourself to access what is necessary for people to experience growth and what their purpose and their meaning is here. To me, it's just a spiritual ceremony that celebrates this gift of life. And some of us are more in tune because we've been obedient to listen to what our spirit speaks to our soul, accepting the fact that we're not normal, whatever normal is. Being of shamanic faith is having faith in thyself, faith in thy abilities, and allowing for yourself to truly be a mirror and a reflection for people, and vice versa. And it is not being afraid of the shadow side, the darker side. It's what you want to bring that dark into the light. And that's what most people are afraid of. It's like having the skeleton key. And each door that you open for self, you're allowing yourself to invite someone else in for the same journey, to experience peace, to understand that there is always a different path that we can take on this life journey. It's a gift, it's a blessing, it's a curse, but it's one of the most profound healing techniques because you really get to assist people in understanding why they're experiencing the certain journey, past lives, soul retrieval, understanding when they have these synchronicities that keep taking place in their life or even through dreams. Each of us is gifted in so many different modalities when it comes to shamanism. Clairvoyant, telepathy, because you're connecting with so many different elements that we work with every day, but we take those things for granted. I hope that I answered that the best way that I could.
Oh, Julie, it was absolutely beautiful. I want to write out the transcript of that, just because it's just, I think it's something to reference in so many different ways. Thank you. I love that. And it's really has, there's some awakening for me in that. So thank you. And I think one of the points that I wanted to get to was what one of the things you said is that there are shamanic traditions from all cultures all over the world.
Yes.
So let's bring it back around to some specifics in the your Afro-Latin lineage. And there's some that I've had, I'm curious about and I've read a little bit about, but I invite you to share some details. So you mentioned limpias, which means to clean. So why don't you tell us a little bit about what that is? And this is this something that you perform for people?
Yes, okay. It is. It is one of my highest rated sessions, especially coming into the new year or just doing a huge release. Olympia is an egg cleansing, the regular egg with water, with prayer, with holy water, rain water, ocean water, whatever kind of water that you want to use, and how that water will assist you on doing an egg reading after you've cleansed someone. So with the traditional Olympias, like you cleanse the egg. I like to use two eggs. I like to use a brown egg and a white egg. That's the way that I was taught. The white egg represents our purity, our light, where the brown egg represents where we need to be more connected to our earth star, which is being really grounded. So it's cleansing the body. I like to start from the soles of the feet to the belly button. That's where we first had our connection to someone when we entered into this world. This is where most of us hold a lot of stress or traumas in our bodies. And so then I use the white egg all the way from the belly button all the way to the crown, which opens us up to more of a ethereal, attuning ourselves more to spirit, releasing a lot of old information or trauma that we've experienced in our bodies. We've heard of evil eyes, you know, or hexes or curses. So it just removes any type of lower vibrational energy that's trapped in the body, illnesses, sickness, just anxieties. And after we've run the egg all over the body, you have a clear vessel of water. And then you crack the egg into it. And depending on what you see, you can get a reading for whomever you're working with. If there's bubbles in the water, that means that there's a lot of things that have been released. There's sometimes blood in the yolk. So there's all these different things. And salt helps to remove just any vibrational energy that's attached to the cord of the yolk. And then it's just disposed of. But it's a quick fix when you're feeling just low or just icky and energy, very thick energy around you, very dense energy, you know, and it just gives you this just overall just an instant cleanse. And it's a purification, not just of this physical body, but also the spiritual body, the emotional body, the lower vibrations that are attached to us. So you're just clearing everything on every part of your being, and it attunes you to your higher self, more alignment within. So that's one of the things that we do. And we can do the same thing also with herbs. There's special medicinal herbs that we can use that work as protection, that work as cleansers, like ruda, eucalyptus, dill, dandelion.
How are they used?
Cilantro.
How are they used, Julie?
What you do is you wrap all your herbs together, or you can hold them in your hand, and you pray over them. A lot of people use like white rum on them or Florida water just to cleanse it. And then you just run it over people, and you can use sacred smoke along with it as well. Just cleansing from the soul star to the earth star, all over their bodies, and then you have them step on it. So that way that it's almost like it's a release,
Wow.
so it's dealing with more of the element of a deeper emotion. So the same way that we sweep and reduce smudging with fans, you work the same way with the herbs as you're cleansing people. This would be my herb bundle, and I would just take and just wipe it over people, where it cleanses your aura, it brings balance and alignment to you, and it clears your path, the moves that you're going to take. And it's even great for a lot of people that suffer from depression, anxiety, those that struggle with mental issues, postpartum, going through menopause, anything that you can think of. These type of spiritual cleansings work. It's like a baptism for your soul,
And also your soul,
and
but also your energy field. Wouldn't you agree?
yes,
Yeah, I
definitely,
mean,
because it raises your vibration.
no, it's absolutely fascinating. I mean, I'm off camera, my mouth is just hanging open, like, oh my God, this is so cool. I love this. But I mean, with the herbs, it's pretty obvious. I mean, not going to say obvious, but one aspect of why I can see the herbs working is because of the aromatherapy. And
Yes.
I understand you've got a line of essential oils coming as well.
Yes.
Okay, so I understand that. I love the thought of studying the different traits of herbs. I mean, you mentioned dill. And again, that's why I interrupted you and asked, is this topical, or are we ingesting? And you're like, no, it's not even really topical. It's in your inner, it's on your subtle body, I guess I would say,
Yes.
right? I mean, it's almost like it's as if it is smoke. So I think through scent, I mean, we can imagine how that would work. I mean, imagine taking
Oh.
roses and just all over.
It's beautiful. It is
How
so
good would that
beautiful.
feel? I mean, there's no question about it. Okay, so
And
let's go
I've
back
done
to
that
the
too.
egg,
That's one of my
though.
beach rituals.
Okay, I'll see you there. Now let's go back to the egg. I mean,
Yes.
all right, whoever figured that out? I mean, what's your thought on the actual egg, the actual tool of that egg?
I think it's beautiful because it truly takes us back to that moment of conception.
Okay.
And when I do Olympiads, that's how I look at it. It's a moment of conception. This is where you can rebirth yourself. This is in a moment of this type of cleansing is where you can unlearn things to allow yourself to learn again. It's a whole process of the moment of conception, entering into this world, you're entering into a new space where maybe in this space of feeling clear and lighter within this physical body, you can learn how to breathe again. You can learn how to walk. And there's going to be some times where you're going to have to crawl, but with this type of cleansing, it gives you the strength and courage to just keep going. And this is something that you can do for yourself at home whenever you're feeling a lower vibrational energy or you just need to pick a pick me up. It's a perfect time around a full moon. Mercury retrograde's a perfect time to do one of these cleansings too, or when we've experienced any grief or trauma in our lives. To me, it's a fresh start. It's rebirthing yourself in that moment. Cracking open whatever it is that's been stuck into the belly of this shadow beast that we deal with sometimes, just our emotions. When you crack it open, it's almost like you're giving yourself permission to move ahead, letting go of so many things that you've been holding on to.
Like a
So it's a
breakthrough.
rebirth.
Yeah. Oh my
Yes.
God, I love that. I mean, that's a beautiful analogy. You're absolutely right too with the eggs. So that does makes perfect sense. And again, this is just so fascinating. And I had heard about this. I was doing some studies on indigenous healing techniques of Central America. And so that's where I've come across some of
Yes.
these. I lived in Mexico for a little while. Let's talk about candles for a moment. Big fan of candle magic and
Me
ritual
too.
candles. So tell us a little bit about what yours are like.
With my candles, each of my candles, it is made for you. I love to make a lot of my own special candles to assist people or just do a reading for people. And I'm like, let me give you a candle. But to me, it's an invitation for spirit to come in. It's an invitation to set our petitions out there and wait for them to come back. It's a great way of divination to actually do fire readings. There's so many images that I see in the flames. My candles talk to me. They talk to my clients. Mm-hmm. I take the time to bless each one with my own hands and the same prayer that I would use for something that I was doing for myself or a loved one. I use sacred herbs and I use my own oils as I dress this candle, because I look at dressing a candle the same way I would dress my soul, the adornments, the purpose, the meaning that goes into it, the petitions that are placed around it to manifest what it is that people want or desire. And I only work with light candles. I do work with shadow candles or trauma candles for people, but there's a candle for everything. To me, candles are like, they say, you know, it's like Windex. I have a solution for everything. You know, so whatever people need. And candles are so beautiful because they truly assist you, you know, be the candle in the darkness.
Yes.
And I tell people, you know, and there's so much respect that you have for your candles. I can personally, I have to say this, you never want to blow out a candle, you know, when you're doing ritual work, because it's like blowing away what you want. Snuff your candle out and close it out with prayer the same way that you opened it with prayer. So when you're not able to tend to it, at least that intention is still fused in it.
Very good advice. You know. Because I've wondered about that. You know, I typically snuff it, but there's times that I'm in a rush and don't have a solution for that. And I'm like, you know, it almost seems disrespectful. Although, think about it, we do blow out birthday candles with wishes.
Yes, so, to make a wish.
Right.
You know, and that's why they say, don't tell anybody your wishes. Mm.
Yeah. So it's really great. So I think it's, and at the time of taping here, it's still the darker time of year. So it's just really nice to have that candle, and it's almost company, you know. I once heard some writer talk about how incense kept him company when he did his writing, right? If he had incense burning, it's almost like he had a little friend along. And I love looking at, again, tools. That's what we're sharing here, tools for transformation.
Yes.
So let's talk about baños. Isn't that one of the offerings?
Yes, and that is a spiritual bath.
What is that like?
And, well, there's so many spiritual baths that you can do. I personally use a traditional, like, Olympia bath. So there's 7 different herbs that are prescribed to this bath where you pray over the water as you're boiling it. If you're lucky enough to go and pick your own herbs, but you always want to use fresh herbs, it's a lot of prayer. You let it cool down and you cleanse yourself. It's almost like a baptism for your soul. So there's the salt baths that you can use, which are blessed salts, and there's different types of salts that you can use with different vegetables, different fruits, different herbs that you can use, honey. But the Olympia baths to me are the most important, and you can do a 1-day bath or you can do it in the shower. Either one, it works the same way. You can do 1, you can do 7, you can do 9, or you can do 14 days, depending on what it is. And it's a ritual that you can do in the morning as well as in the evening time for however many days that you need to do a cleanse in order to rid yourself of whatever it is that you're going through in that moment. You know, it's an instant pick-me-up.
So it could be
such an amazing scent.
It could be, you could be in a tub, or you can just use it as a wash in a way.
You can just use it in a wash. And when I offer it to clients that only like to take showers, and just put it in a shower safe, like a pitcher, fill it up with your water and just pour it over your head.
Nice.
Just like a shower visualization in a tub. You sit in the tub with your herbs. You do your own self prayers. You can journal. You can just do divination within it. And I always like to tell my clients, so if you're taking a spiritual bath, sit in the tub until all the water runs out. and then turn on your shower and rinse yourself. Wear something light and airy to dry, or just sleep in the nude just so you can just renew and refresh that energy. And always dispose of whatever spiritual herbs that you're using from your shower, your bath, brown paper bag, in the trash, off your property, because it's stale energy, something that you've done a huge release from. And usually when you take this Lympia baths, it goes to the core. So it's being gentle and easy on yourself, because some people, you need a couple of days to just come back to self, you know, but because you're so tender, you're open. It's more like a soul retrieval in a bathtub. It's you go on a shamanic journey with a spiritual bath. There's no doubt that your dreams will be more vivid, and how open that you feel within, you know, especially where you've been feeling closed off.
Oh, that sounds so good. I mean, I love baths. You know, this is very obvious, Julie, but I'm stating it out loud here. We're working with the different elements. I mean, we've got, yes, right? We've got water. That's the baño. And then we've got the smoke, air with smoke, yes, different incense.
Mm-hmm.
Would the egg be like earth in a way? I don't know. I'm just
definitely,
like,
definitely.
Yeah.
And honestly, I would say an egg is more, to me, it's more earth, more of an earth element. But you're also bringing that balance to, you know, the water, because water is very important as well when you do an egg Lympia, because that's where you release it.
Okay.
So it's dealing with this fire element. It's dealing with earth because of the salt, as well as the egg, water. So you're dealing with these two elements. And so whatever has been kind of like muddy in your life, these two elements together will definitely fuse it together.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, that's so really great. Okay, so what else do we have? So we talked about air, we talked about water, we talked about fire, yes, with the candles.
Yes.
What am I missing?
We talked about spirit.
Right, so the ether.
Yes. You know, but if we could, you know, just going back to this place of religion.
Okay.
Like I said, to me, it's religion is just love. It is one of, to me, one of the most higher octaves of self, and really being in tune with this energy of God that people talk about, or the universe. And we're all teachers, we're all healers, we are all of these beautiful things. And this is a time that all of these elements fused together is what we need to really drive our spirits home to a place of just peace. You know, and it's been an honor to just sit here and talk about some of the things that are passionate to me and that are a huge part of my life. It is my life. And it's just a beautiful style that complements this journey for me. And I get to share it with other people.
Well, no, we're so lucky. I mean, you're, I forgot one of the tools I wanted to ask you about. And this also falls under, yes, earth. We're lucky to have you. So, no, thank you. I want to know about bone divination.
Oh, I love it.
I mean, I kind of know what it is, but I'd love to hear a little bit about your experience with it. So, again,
it's so funny because I always have them with me.
Well,
so with bone divination, it's one of the most beautiful tools, but it goes back to me. It's an African culture. Where it's a fortune-telling tool. Each bone, it's all natural harvested. It's natural. I don't harm animals. You know, I have someone that harvests some of the bones, but my friend has a farm, so she saves a lot of them for me, where I cleanse them, I bless them, I adorn them, and each one tells a story. So you pray over them, you smudge them, and you can use many different devices, not just bones, but also other elements. Like I use, like a black disc, this would represent the universe.
Okay.
When I do readings, this one would represent, this is a jawbone. So it would represent like a rib. This one is about intuition. So the way that you cast them out and the way that they fall, It's basically the map along this journey for whomever you're reading for in that moment. Each one tells a different story. Each chime that you want to add to it, whether it be a coin or keys, a seashell, a walnut shell, whatever it is it calls to you. These are all elements from the earth that you can pick up, a rock, something that's calling to you. You can use it within your set. Make sure that you have a beautiful cloth in front of you to represent the reading that's going to be told. It in itself is a ceremony. It's reading for somebody. And readings, when you do the bone readings, it goes to the structure. It's what holds everything up. Major moves, things to beware of, things to pay more attention to. It's basically going to who you are, all the way down to the marrow. What is your DNA? And along with it, you can use tarot. You can use any type of other modality that you choose to for divination. Olympia, I've done bone readings for all types of different readings, even home clearings, because it tells you the history of that home. How old is it? What's going on? And it's the same way doing a bone reading, where basically it maps out and reads your soul too. So there's so many different things. And when you paint them or just leave them bare, this one is just a clean canvas. It's going down to all the way to the marrow. This one reads about where we're at, new beginnings, clean. Can write different things on them so they represent the third eye or the throat chakra. I always like to decorate mine because they have a spirit too. I believe that bones have a heartbeat. And the way they age over time, the energy that connects with them, they connect us so that we can stand tall. So it's the same thing when you do a bone divination. It helps the truth to stand out, to stand tall. And with any reading or any type of divination work that you do for someone, I always tell people, it's truly what resonates for you. I'm just giving you a message. I'm just the messenger. But it's such a beautiful ceremony of celebration if you don't want to use cards. And you feel more in tune with ancestors too, because before there were tarot cards, these are the items that they use to assist people along their journeys.
Messages from the earth.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Mind blown. My mind is as big as your hairdo. This is so great. Julie Yvonne.
Yes.
I have about 57 more questions I'd like to ask you, but I think you're just going to have to come back on to Truth Be Told Transformation.
I would be honored to.
So we can talk about this is a conversation that Julie and I had as we were, you know, discussing the show. I'm like, there's so much earthy magic that comes through the shamanic offerings and healings that you offer. And yet, here we are in this time of quickening energy and higher dimensions. So I'm just going to say you're going to come back and talk to me another time about that. What do you think?
Science, I agree. I look forward to it.
That would be great.
It would be an honor to hold space with you again. Thank you.
You have shared some really, really fascinating, profound tools. You are clearly masterful and blessed. And we're so grateful to have you here talking to us, Julie Yvonne. And I hope everybody has a chance to sign up for your newsletter, check out your website, and find Julie sometime. So thank you again for joining us today.
I appreciate you so much. Thank you for this opportunity. Blessings to you.
Blessings to you. Thanks again, Julie.
Okay.
And thanks
Goodbye
to everyone who's listening. I'm
Thank
Bonnie
you,
Burkert.
Yes.
And this is Truth Be Told Transformation. And we are here with new episodes at 3:00 on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. On Monday, we have Robert Hensley's Minuteman Report. I have a new episode on Wednesdays, and Tony Sweet with the original Truth Be Told, with all kinds of paranormal and UFO subjects. I hope you'll join us for any and all. Share us far and wide. Thanks for listening. Be well, take good care, and stay tuned.